Well, the topic today is about Generation Y. So the book I've released called X Factor for Generation Y. For Generation Y, there's no clear dates of what Generation Y covers, but generally they're born between 1975 and 1999. So it's the young people born that are about 15 to 39 years of age. This is the age group that are very computer literate. They're digital ready, and sometimes they're called digital natives. So they're very familiar with the PC, mouse and touchscreen technology. They've grown up with cellular phones and mobile technology, and they've all, or most of them, have got an online presence in Facebook, LinkedIn or other social media websites. So if you compare Generation Y to Generation X, I'm Generation X, obviously a bit older than that. We weren't brought up with computers. They came to us quite late in life. We're generally called digital immigrants. So that's basically, the book's about Generation Y and what's required for them in the modern day workplace.
Now, this is a fantastic, fantastic book. Kind of explain to our listeners why you decided to write this incredible book.
Well, Jack, the reason I wrote the book, the workforce today and the young people of today, the Generation Y, they're more educated than ever before. So many have university or college degrees. They've got an excellent level of education, highly intelligent. However, many Generation Yers, they lack the basic skills to succeed in the workplace. Many have little or no emotional intelligence, maybe time management that's quite poor. Personal branding's maybe not considered. Some of them don't consider having a coach or a mentor. That's alien to them. And if I think of one of the major recruitment and the global recruitment agencies, Adecco, they say that 50% of employers believe that university graduates of today, they're ill-equipped with the key skills required to succeed in the workplace. And what we're finding is that workplace training is also decreasing as well, and there's less responsibility on the employer to provide training. It's really up to the employee to have a self-development program and have a lifelong learning process. So the book is really written to help these young graduates look for their first job, maybe help them in their first management position or leadership role, and give them some of the key skills that are not really taught to them at school or university.
Stuart Hare with us today here on the program. Take us through the writing process for this book.
Well, what I did, Jake, I decided what are the 10 key steps that the young Generation Y would need. I looked at some of the issues when I interview some young people that come for jobs in my company. I say, well, what are the key skills that they require? So when I speak to them, they say that they're not really clear on the strengths, what they're good at, what they're not good at, what they don't like to do and what they hate to do. They're not really clear on that. Some are not really sure of personal branding. They come across poor. Maybe they're not dressed properly. If you ask them what their goals and aspirations are, they're not really sure of that. So basically, I looked at the 10 key areas I think I could offer them some advice. And by reading the book, they would get these 10 areas that would help them. Like emotional intelligence, the classic one. What you find is Generation Y, they're not really sure about their own emotions and how to handle those emotions and control them. And also to understand the emotions of others and develop relationships. So that's another chapter as well, where I've tried to give them these 10 key steps. And I wrote a chapter for each of these key personal development steps. And at the back of each chapter, I've done the key X factors. Because what I find, Jig, is that Generation Y, they don't have a lot of time to read a book. Some of them miss meals, let alone they don't have time to read books. So I said, I'll make the chapters nice and short, and I'll also put key bullets at the end.
That's awesome. That's awesome. We've got Stuart Hare with us today here on the program. What was some of the different things that you wanted to get and made sure that you put in this incredible book?
Well, some of the key things was personal branding. You find that branding is not just for Apple and Nike and all the large corporates. It's also down to yourself as well. It's how you see yourself and how others will see you as well. So, for example, if I said to you, or do you know someone that's always late for meetings or calls or whenever you want to meet them, they're always late, then they branded themselves as Mr. or Mrs. or Mr. Late. And that's what you keep in your mind. And then, of course, there's someone maybe that's maybe not dressed well for an interview, and that will automatically brand them. So that's a key thing that the young people need to understand is branding. It's not about the big corporates. If I can give an example of that, Jig.
Yes, go.
My daughter, she came in. I was in the kitchen one evening, and she came in and said, "Dad, I've got an opportunity for an internship with a large publisher in London, and I need you to help me with my CV." And I said, "Don't bother writing your CV. It's already online, because I can Google her, I can go on Facebook, and I can find out more about her and how she's branded on the internet than reading some CV that's been made up." You know, so I think Generation Y need to understand that as well. Everything's out there, everything's on the web, and they need to make sure that they manage that brand carefully.
We've got Stuart Howard with us today here on the program. Now, give us a little bit more details on this personal branding.
Well, what I've tried to describe in the book is that when you're obviously going to an interview, you've got, I would say, 4 or 5 seconds for the interviewer to assess you and say, yes, this guy or girl is going to work for us. And basically what happens is they assess you very, very quickly within a few seconds. And then the next few minutes when you're talking, they're then assessing, okay, is this guy good for the job or this girl good for the job? Then what you'll find the next 1 or 2 hours that they interview you, if you get as long as that, they're really just asking questions to support their initial thoughts. So that's really important. Even the interview stage, that Gen Y understand that. And of course, when they start a job, how do they brand themselves? Are they always on time with reports? Are they always delivering on projects? Do they always over-deliver and stretch? Or are they always late? Or the quality's not so good? So that's branding over time, and it's important that they understand that. In a large company, that brand will go before them, and they will be known, yes, for being successful or not.
Stuart Howard with us today. We're going to take a quick time out here with Stuart, and when we come back, we're going to chat a little bit more about his incredible book. We've got more when we come back. Incredible project, and we've got more when we come back here on the big program. Web and on 50 plus stations throughout the U.S. and Canada. Stuart Howard with us today. And Stuart, you've got a fantastic book here. Is there a particular chapter you'd like to share with our listeners, my friend?
Yeah, there's a bit of a story behind that, Jig, because when I first wrote the chapters, one of the titles was called "The Chapter Your Employer Does Not Want You to Read."
Okay.
So I thought that was the name of the chapter. But I'm still employed by a global manufacturing company, and I thought I don't want my employer to read that chapter, so I changed the title. I won't tell you which chapter it is now, but I had to change that title. I think it probably made sense. The publisher said it's not really wise to call it that. So, but certainly there's a lot of good chapters in it. And I would say the key ones for me are emotional intelligence. It's been identified that if Generation Y, if they improved their emotional intelligence, that would help them succeed and be promoted. And those with higher emotional intelligence seem to earn much, much more than those that don't. So even in the world of IT or banking or anything that's a bit mundane maybe, those with emotional intelligence succeed much, much more than those that don't. So that's probably a key chapter, emotional intelligence, that I would call out to some of your listeners if they wanted to read it.
We've got a fantastic guest with us today. What inspired you to write this book?
Really, the inspiration was around a number of people have asked me to coach them or mentor them and give them some advice. So it's maybe people that are want some help with interview techniques and are going for their first interview, or even starting in a job. So many people ask me to do that, either through my personal life or work life, or even church life as well. And what I found, Jake, was I just didn't have the time to coach them individually. So I do coach 1 or 2, but my time's very limited. So I thought what I'll do is I'll write the book, they can read the book, and that'll give them a very good start. So that's really what encouraged me to do it. What I also find, I wanted to go over to people, if they understand their strengths and their passions, then that's something that will take them a long, long way. I know one of your adverts was about unemployed. Unfortunately, there's more and more students unemployed now, or graduates unemployed. And when I've interviewed many of them, I find that those that come and can show their passion, what they really love to do, what their goals and dreams and hopes are for the future, and they're really, really clear on that, I find that these are the people that we tend to hire, and these are the people we say that they're going to be very, very successful. Napoleon Hill, you may know the book Think and Grow Rich. Well, he wrote another book, Outwitting the Devil, and he basically said that people that are not really clear in their purpose, Napoleon Hill calls them drifters. Robert Steinberg, in his book Successful Intelligence, he calls people that don't know what they're doing fuzzy wanderers. So you find there's many, many people like that that will come for an interview, and they've just really got no clue about what they really want to do with their life. They just say, well, I just want a job. But those that actually are really, really clear, these are the people you tend to hire. So that's just some advice for maybe those that are unemployed.
Stuart Howard with us today here on the program. What's next for you as an author, and how can fans reach out to you?
Well, I may write another book, but that will probably be in the future. I'll maybe do one on finance, because obviously since 2008 things are not so great, but those that can manage their finances well can come through this period. So I may do a book just on finance. So that's probably what's next for me. But if anyone's wanting to reach out to me, they can obviously go onto Amazon through the link on your website and go in there and type X Factor for Generation Y, and they can find the book on there. Or they can go onto my website, which is x4gy.com, and x4gy.com, and there they can sign up to monthly newsletter and link to my Facebook and Twitter account, and that's how they can reach out to me.
We've got a great guest with us today. Stuart Howard joins us here on the program. Are any of the things in this book based upon your own personal experiences?
Yeah, there's much based on my experiences. I've always been a lifelong learner, even since I was very young. I've read a number of books, so I've tried to base on that. I've got about 20 years of management experience as well in a number of global companies. So again, I've had careers in IT, engineering, and also in manufacturing as well. So I've put a lot of my experience in there and said, okay, but I believe I'm successful myself. I'm successful in my role in my company here. I own another company. So financially in a good way. So I try to put as much of that in the book to help others as well, and just give something back to future generations to help them. And the book, when it's sold, it's actually sold for charity, so there's no personal gain here. It's purely for multiple sclerosis charity. So again, I've tried to help future generations, but also those that are suffering from the multiple sclerosis.
It's Stuart Howard with us today here on the program. Coast to Coast and Border to Border, he joins us live as live can get, talking about this incredible, incredible book that he has written. Do you see writing as a career?
Not really, Jake. No, I'm not really a professional writer. I have got a full-time, very demanding job. I'm responsible for a number of staff across a number of countries in Europe, so I don't have a lot of time. I'll do a blog once a month. I do a blog and just give some ideas back, and I'll put a few posts on Facebook and engage with people there. But no, I'm not really a professional writer.
We've got Stuart Howard with us today here on the program. What's one of the messages you'd like readers to get from this book?
Well, key things to take away, Jig. First, understand their strengths and their weaknesses. Now, there's a chapter on that, but there's a great questionnaire online called Strengths Finders that'll help. So that's something they can take away. Find out what they're passionate about, what they really enjoy. What I find is, if Generation Y, they can understand their passion early in life, they'll be much, much more successful. I found talking to people 40, 50 years old, they've had a career of 15, 20 years plus, and some of them have no clue what they really want to do. They say, well, I'll wait till I retire, and then I'll start to do what I really want to do. And that's really sad. So what I would say to the Gen Ys, understand your passions really, really well as early as you can, and you'll be much more successful. So I'm hoping that after the readers read this book, that they acquire the main tools and techniques to not only secure the first job, to start paying off some student loans and stuff, but also be successful in that job as well, secure a good position, they drive change within the organisation and work well with people in the company. So that's really what I'm hoping people to take away from the book.
Stuart Howard with us today here on the program, Coast to Coast and Border to Border, talking about an incredible, incredible book that he's got here. What do you want readers to take away from the writing itself, how you wrote the book?
That's an interesting question, because what I've done in some of the chapters, I've asked the reader particular questions and asked them to think it through. So, for example, goals. If you can imagine the life sentence, it's a play on words, but life sentence, what's your life sentence? So what I ask the readers is, what's your life sentence? So when you're 70, 80 years old, and people look back at your life, what would they really say about you? And basically that's your final goal, isn't it? Do you want to be a developed people, developer property, you want to reach nations or have a radio show, whatever you want to do, have that out there as your life sentence. Then work back, maybe long-term goals, what's 10-year goals, and again, there's a space in the book to write that in. Maybe what's your medium-term goals, and then your short-term goals, and then work it back to today. So today, on your to-do list each day, are you taking one step closer to those goals? Are you taking one step further away? So the book really takes the reader on a bit of a journey. It says, first of all, what's your strengths? Branding, then goal setting, so where are you going to go, step forward? Then it covers lifelong learning. So then learning and reading and listening to podcasts, it doesn't all finish when you leave university and get your degree. That's probably when it starts, because you start to do something you really want, you really enjoy. So it takes us through lifelong learning. How can you continue to learn all the time? And then again, the journey continues into time management. How do you manage your time? I find that over 50% of Gen Yers, they spend most of their time watching television. 42% of men say that they spend the time playing computer games. So how do we manage our time? And are these games and this watching TV, is it moving us one step towards our goals or one step away? So again, as I say, Jake, in the book, it's a journey. Time management, then I go into leadership style and driving change, emotional intelligence, and then coaching and mentoring. They say that in 5 years' time, you'll be the same person as you are today, apart from the books you read and the people you meet. So hopefully, this book...
Stuart, I hate to catch you up, my friend, but we've got to go. Thanks for being with us today. Thanks for being on.
No problem. It's my pleasure. Thank you.
I appreciate it, Stuart. Have yourself a wonderful day. Pick up his book on Amazon. We got Malcolm Out Loud coming up.